Hey guys, it is Ryan. For years, Chumba's been setting the bar for online social casino fun, and it just keeps getting better with new games released every week and daily bonuses to collect. The fun never stops. So claim your welcome bonus now at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.
Round one in the books. NFL virtual draft back here on Darren Donick and Chase on this Friday afternoon. ESPN 102.5 The Game. We say hello to our good friend Dan Chonka, our lad scouting service. He's on the line. Dan, how you doing?
Real good, guys. How you doing?
We're doing fantastic. So what did you make of the unknown, right? We got to see a little bit of the unknown. We'll get more of the unknown today with rounds two and three. But what did you make of round one in a virtual draft?
Well, you know, I was very pleased how it came off. You know, there was very few noticeable glitches, I guess, and you know, I thought the teams, they had their ducks in a row, and things, you know, started rolling off really fine. And then about pick anywhere between pick 18 and 20, people started kind of grab bagging a little bit, or teams, you know, started maybe not going that necessarily for the best player, but sometimes a scheme fit or a big need. And but, you know, for the most part, I thought people, you know, took players that were worth that level where they were taken.
Who did you really like in what they did last night, and who did you think was maybe one of those reaches?
Well, you know, I think, you know, Minnesota, I thought, did a pretty nice job, basically, because they got Jefferson, one of the top running, or excuse me, top receivers at 22, and you know, that was a really good move. And then, you know, I thought San Francisco did a nice job of picking up two players that are going to start for them, you know, I think right away. So they were, I think they're in that mix. But, you know, hey, Cincinnati had one pick. They got the guy they wanted. That's, you know, I think, you know, on through. I question the Jets taking Becton. He's one of the top four tackles, and in my mind, he was fourth. I think Becton's got, you know, a lot of rough edge to him that they could have not had any problems if they took a guy named Tristan Wirfs, who's a better overall player. But, you know, like, I guess that they just want some big guy that they got to spend a lot of time with. But, you know, you know, the receivers, I knew Ruggs was going to probably end up going to, I've been in too many draft meetings with John Gruden, and Gruden, you know, if somebody's got, somebody else on some other team's got something he doesn't have, you know, he's like a little kid, he wants it. And so he saw that speed that Kansas City had. So, hey, I'm going to take Ruggs, you know, we'll teach him everything Judy can do, except he's faster doing it, you know. So, but anyway, I thought really, I was kind of surprised. I liked the first pick about Las Vegas, what they did, but I thought Arnett was a reach they could have gotten in the second round.
What did you make of Kansas City wrapping up the first round with the first running back selected in Clyde Edwards-Helaire from LSU?
Yeah, I mean, he was our fourth best running back, I think that I know what Andy thought. Andy is thinking, you know, here's another Westbrook, and I was in Philly when we drafted Westbrook, but Westbrook had explosive speed, whereas Clyde Edwards-Helaire is more of a bender, weaver, good vision. He didn't run that well. You know, he ran in the 4.6s at the combine, plus he's 5'7", but he's a very powerful guy. But I thought that was a reach, too, at 32 when he could have got probably a better back.
What did you make of what the Titans did at 29? We were wondering if they were going to try to trade out. They stayed with it, and they took a big, and I mean big, offensive lineman, Jack Conklin's replacement at some point, and Isaiah Wilson from Georgia.
Right. It'd be really interesting to see when he's ready to go. I mean, they could throw him in there because he's 6'6", 350 pounds, and you know, get in people's way, but he's got real footwork problems, kind of like a cow on ice, you know. He needs to get those feet squared away because he's very awkward with his feet, top-heavy guy, But he looks the part. You know, if you've seen him now, I mean, he's a huge human being. He's got those long arms, big hands, and sometimes people go overboard on traits rather than a skill. But, you know, he would have been another guy. We had him top of the third round, and he would have been easily there, you know, certainly after late in the first round. But I guess if they couldn't back out of there and go for another position – sometimes you got to take the best player. You know, you don't want to get stuck, and he certainly wouldn't have been the best player at that position.
A lot of people, Dan, around here thought that they were going to maybe go corner, and a guy like Jeff Gladney from TCU, who went two picks later to Minnesota, was a guy that was being tossed around a lot in this market. What did you think of him going into the draft? How high were you guys on Gladney?
He was one of those, you know, in our second tier of cornerbacks. He's a very athletic, competitive, speedy guy. He can play in the slot. Obviously, he's got, you know, in that league, the Big 12, they get a lot of that's all they see week in and week out are passing offenses. And so he's faced some pretty decent wide receivers. And so, you know, he's not a tall guy. He's got pretty good, he's around 195 pounds, good feet, he can track real well, plays the ball well in the air. You know, we still had him in the second round. I thought that there was possibly, you know, some other corners that, you know, teams could have went after. I think that let's see, who else did I have here that I thought, well, Diggs is still sitting there on the board, you know, and Fulton's still sitting there on the board. Both those guys I thought were, but again, scheme, it's according to scheme. Now, if you want a press corner, Diggs has got to be there, you know. I mean, he's got to be your guy. Fulton is a guy that can track you all over the field with really good speed. You'd probably flip a coin maybe on him and Gladney, but we had Fulton rated a little higher.
What did you make of let's talk about somebody in the Titans division. What did you make of what Jacksonville did with C.J. Henderson at number 9?
Well, there's no question he was the second best corner out there. I mean, he's got size, he's got length. I mean, he can really run. He's an average tackler, a little bit of a toe cutter type guy, and it will cut your legs out. Not a really good wrap tackler. But I mean, he can cover, you know, about any receiver out there. So that was a real steal for them. And then Chase on, they got, you know, an outside linebacker that can rush the passer, and to be a pressure player, an impact player. So I thought Jacksonville did a nice job on their two picks.
That's where I was going next. So you like the Chase on pick?
Absolutely. We thought he'd go to Dallas, you know, but obviously. They went with the receiver there when C.D. Lamb was staring him in the face.
Talking to Dan Shonka, going back over the first round from last night. Dan, one more on Isaiah Wilson. I heard your talk about his footwork. I'm curious how much, especially given the fact he's only played 2 years of college football and he's a little younger, how much can that be worked on and developed? Or do you think that will always be something that is a red flag on him?
Well, you know, in the old, quote, old days before the CBA got so tough, I would say that he could probably be developed and come along at a really good pace. And, of course, obviously this year everything's going to be thrown off. But, you know, before the CBA, these offensive line coaches in the National Football League, I mean, they're workaholics. I mean, they're OCD on getting these guys right. And I think that, you know, if it was available, their time, but it's not. And, you know, I mean, the hand placement for Wilson, for instance, it's all over the place. I mean, you got to keep your hands up. You know, he has his hands down, which makes it easier for guys like Chase Young, for instance, to come around the corner and slap your hands down even farther as they go right around you. And he gets them a little wide and awkward and not, you know, he go for the lobster grab instead of a punch. And he doesn't have a very good punch, you know, because a guy that size, you think all he'd have to do is really unload on you and hit that breastplate and knock you back, but he doesn't coordinate his hands and his feet. So, you know, there's a lot of work to be done. I mean, you got the raw material there, but you don't take a raw material guy usually in the first round. You know, you got to have those guys usually go in the late second or third round.
So you had him that, for example, they have a pick late in the second, late in the third tonight. You think he perhaps could have been on the board at either one of those spots, potentially?
Late second. Yeah, late second, I would have said. I don't know. He wouldn't probably. He might not have been there late third, because you know, we need tackles in the league, and obviously he's a big man with long arms, which all the offensive line coaches like. He's got that girth and that thick lower body. That you know, so he's got a lot of raw things, but he's just not really tech. I mean, he's a long way from technique sound.
What were your thoughts on what Tampa did to move up the one slot to get the tackle that they were looking for there, and what do you think of Tampa's roster now? They're trying to win right now. There's no question. When you make the move for Gronk and you've got Brady, it's time to do it in a short window here. How fortified are they right now?
Well, I tell you, they're living under a star, man. You get Brady, and all of a sudden Gronkowski wants to come out of retirement, and then. You get in our. He was our top graded tackle. Worse, I mean, I've seen him, you know, week in and week out at the University of Iowa for 3 years. I saw him even in high school, and I mean, he's a big natural athlete that's very smart, understands zone blocking schemes. He'll be a great fit there. And I mean, he's not a finished product. None of these guys are. They all got work to do, but I mean, he's so athletic and just he does. I mean, he's been coached, and that's the other thing. A guy like Wirfs and Wills from Alabama, they've been coached in a pro-style offense with pro-style zone-blocking schemes. So they're going to be ahead of a lot of other players. And for, you know, the Jets to, say, take a Beckham or Becton, you know, I mean, he's got a long way to go. Plus, he's lazy. I mean, he's a big lazy guy that never did really anything until the new coach staff got in there and kicked him in the behind. Well, I mean, my experience is in the National Football League, you better be a self-motivator. And then I thought it was great last night when the TV, stations had on about worse work habits and the way that he, deadlifts and power cleans. I mean, he's one of those super freak athletes out there, and they bypassed them for a guy who's, you know, already on step one of the drug. So anyway, that's another story. But I thought the Jets, they could have done better.
But it's the Jets, Dan, well, so everybody understands,
that's
right?
True. That's
we just,
true.
In
that's
the South, true. We just say bless their heart, you know?
That's right. That's it. Hey, keep on keeping on. So, but no, I tell you, Tampa, I think that, man, they're, when you get to playoff football, you got to have a lot of luck along with, staying away from injuries. And you got to, and looks like to me, Tampa's trying to make their own luck down there.
What about the move by the Packers? How surprised were you and give us your assessment on the rookie?
Yeah, I was really surprised. You know, they could have got him later, and if they didn't, that's too bad. It's not a big loss in our opinion. I mean, he's a developmental quarterback. He could have got somebody else that might end up being better, but I guess only time will tell. But, I mean, how about helping Aaron Rodgers? You're a playoff team. You got three running backs sitting there, one in your own state who's one of the top three running backs in the draft, and then – or one top four now that you got Edwards-Helaire, who ends up getting picked. But, you know, then you got receivers galore that you could have your pick, you know, of big, strong, fast receivers, and you take a quarterback that's not going to play for 2 or 3 years. I mean, that was just a very stupid move by Green Bay, in my humble opinion.
Hmm. As we look ahead, you've got the Titans who, we've got it all circled, you know, in our minds. Corners, defensive line, wide receiver. As you look at their two picks, if they don't move around, what do those positions look like? What's the most bountiful late in the second? And give us your thoughts on who might be a fit.
Well, you're talking about, because since the quote, tackle positions already filled, you got to be looking at your corner, right? You said, didn't you say a corner probably?
Corner, a corner, running back, receiver, and somebody that can get to the quarterback.
Well, I'll tell you, there's no question that there's going to be some receivers there. I mean, I think with only six going in the first round, there's going to be a lot of them going. And I know at 66, at 61, you kind of worry about if somebody's going to be there, but there is going to be a good receiver there. And it may be a guy, Chenault from Colorado, who's really an outstanding receiver that's had a little bit of an injury history this year. They had surgery, and if he's fine, he's in good shape. A guy like Pittman from Southern Cal, you never know. He shouldn't be there, but he could possibly be there. If not, then you got a really underrated player, like a guy like Peoples Jones from Michigan, who, he didn't have a very active quarterback. I mean, let's face it, Shea Patterson could not get the ball to those guys on any kind of rhythm or timely move, but he's a big athletic guy that can go up after the ball. DuVernay, a slot type receiver, is probably going to be there. A Pro Shea from SMU. Van Johnson from Florida, he could very well be. So I think they're going to be in good shape. If they want to go,
what about Mims? What about Mims or Hamler? What do you think of those guys?
I love them both, and I would say they're going to be gone. But, I mean, we had Mims going in the first round to Green Bay, or he could have went to Philadelphia. I mean, he's a very fast receiver with length to him, and he did everything right. I mean, he had an excellent senior year. He got, had a really good, strong senior bowl. He's got better and better, and, hey, now all somebody's got to do is pull the trigger on him. But, that being said, now I don't know if he'll be there at 61. He could be if he is. Boy, and Hamler, now he had a little bit of an injury history this year. He's a smaller guy. He's like 5'8", but he's very explosive. When he was a freshman, I mean, it was like, man, I can't wait till this guy comes out because he's going to be in the NFL. I mean, he was just outstanding. And for 2 years, he really did some, he made a lot of splash plays, can kick return. He can bring a lot to the table. He backslid just a little bit, but I'll tell you, there's a lot of teams that have both those guys with first round grades on them.
I think the Titans need a speedy receiver. And that's what jumps out to me. Most all these guys had great times, right? They're fast. Even the top big ones, like the 6'2" and 6'3" and 6'4" receivers, all very fast. Fair to say?
Yep. Yes, sir. Absolutely. And, hey, they're explosive speed. Mims ran 4.3s and change at the combine, and he played, fast. And that's the other thing. Chenault, he kind of pulled up when he ran his 40, and that, he had a core muscle problem this year. He ended up having surgery, and he's going to be fine. But he's another guy that's got really good speed, and he's got size. He's like 6'2", 220, Peoples Jones, here's a tremendous athlete, and he's sitting there. So DuVernay, he's a Texas State 100-meter champ. There's a guy that can fly, and, he's around 5'10", 5'11". They're going to be there. So if the Titans want to pull the trigger, they can get one of any size or speed.
All right, last one. What do you think of Claypool from Notre Dame?
Love him. I mean, he's a guy I end up penciling in of the first round, our last mock draft. Big, strong, fast. The only thing is, Nashville might be too warm for him. I think he likes he'd like to be in the middle of Buffalo in a snowstorm because he's a Canadian, So he'd be perfect. I mean, and he might be there. I don't know if a lot of teams out there like him like we do, but, you're talking about a guy at 6'4", 238 pounds. You can stick him in the slot. You can stick him at tight end and run a variety of plays. He's a multi-level receiver. Hey, when he runs the slant patterns, who's going to cover him? I mean, he's just big and strong. He had really a strong – he just got better and better every year at Notre Dame, and he snatches the ball in his hands. Had a real good Senior Bowl, too, on top of it all against, you know, everybody else that was there. And so, yeah, love him, and he's fast. I mean, he's a legit mid-4.4 guy.
Wow, and he's 6'4 and 238. Yep. Dang.
Yeah.
Woo.
Yeah.
Oh, I mean, if any of those guys you described are there at 61, in my opinion, my humble opinion, the Titans have got to jump on one of those guys.
Yeah, I don't know if there's going to be a major run before it's 61, but there's other positions people, you know, are going to have. They're going to start cherry picking. And the other school of thought is a lot of people probably backed off receiver in the first round thinking, hey, I'm going to get that guy in the second round.
Yeah.
So we're going to take this other guy. So I would expect a big run of receivers in the second round, and hopefully, you know, one of those guys would be there for the Titans at 61.
Dan, good stuff as always. Man, you have just talked me into some picks for the final hour of the show. Thanks for doing this as always. You be safe. Continue to be safe. Have a great weekend.
You guys, too. Thank you very much. Nice talking to y'all.
All right. That is Dan Shonka from Our Lad Scouting Service. We will have Derek Mason, Vanderbilt football coach. We'll head over to West End, talk to him about his big three. When do they go? We'll talk, find out what coach has been up to start the fourth and final hour of Darren, Donick, and Chase here on ESPN 102.5 The Game.
Bubba Wallace here from 2311 Racing. On the track, my car's look is everything. But today, I'm talking about more than just paint schemes. I'm talking about my favorite games at Chumba Casino. Check out exclusives like Stampede Fury and my own King Croc Fury. It's just as wild as my car look in Texas. With over 200 games and new ones weekly, play for free at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.